KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with breaking news. There's been a deadly crash on the N3 in Dasville in the Mpumalanga province. The Road Traffic Management Corporation says a minibus taxi lost control, killing 7 people. It's affecting travel towards KZN. Traffic is being diverted to the Dasville interchange to rejoin the N3 toll route at the Vereeniging interchange. We will have more on this story in the next hour. Back home, 3 people and a dog have been killed in a house fire in Chatsworth, south of Durban. Etiquini Fires Inkulumo Dube says they worked through the night to put out the blaze that gutted the home on Dawnview Road. He says an elderly couple and their son lived there.
2 of them are bedridden, the mother and the son, and so they couldn't escape. The old man was using a walking stick as well, so yeah, they couldn't escape the house.
Dube says reports show that an alarm went off twice, which was investigated by security, where they allegedly found the elderly man cooking. On the third call, they found the house on fire.
A huge structure, a double-story building with 5 bedrooms. It took us about 30 minutes to put the fire under control, then to damp down and put the fire to extinguish the fire completely, another hour or so.
2 suspects believed to be behind the attempted murder of a SARS advocate will make their first appearance in the Durban Magistrates Court this morning. KZN police made a breakthrough in the 6-month-old case last week when they arrested the duo in the Western Cape. In July, advocate Corit Nordia was driving into a hotel in Umhlanga, north of Durban, when she was ambushed by 2 armed men. They opened fire on her, injuring her in the neck and mouth. She managed to drive inside the hotel, after which she was rushed to hospital. The advocate had reportedly been part of a team investigating a tax matter involving a prominent Durban businesswoman. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechuenda.
Investigation led the investigating team to the Western Cape province, and on Tuesday, 17 December 2024, 2 suspects aged 28 and 29 years old were arrested in Michel's Plain and Milnerton, respectively. The suspects will appear in the Deputy Magistrate Court on Monday.
And abroad, Mozambique's Constitutional Council will announce today whether it will validate the results of elections that plunged the country into deadly turmoil. Exiled opposition leader Venancio Mondlane has threatened to call a popular uprising if the Constitutional Council approves initial results that found he came second in the October vote, behind the ruling Frelimo party candidate. Several international observer missions have also said that there were irregularities. There's a yellow level 2 weather warning for disruptive rain leading to localized flooding of settlements, low-lying bridges and damage to infrastructure over all parts of KZN today. Durban a high of 27, Kokstad 22, Underberg 24, Margate 25, Pietermaritzburg 26, Mooi River 28, Ulundi 29, Newcastle 30, Richards Bay 31 and Ladysmith 32. In Durban, we've got 2-metre high sea swells this morning with sunset at 3 minutes to 7. Cape Town and Johannesburg 21. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.